This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Aaron Klein, senior strategic advisor to the former prime minister of Israel, Mr. Netanyahu, is now the leader of the opposition. Aaron is in Israel, in Jerusalem, and commenting on the news, which is led by the virus. The complications are worldwide. For example, in London, a week past Freedom Day, where the prime minister is noting that declining numbers for 6-7 days leads to the idea that perhaps the Delta variant has been blunted by the vaccinations. This is in London. In Scotland, Freedom Day is next week. A very cautious first minister acknowledges that the Delta variant is in Scotland, but again, believe that the health services can handle it. In the United States, quite different stories state to state. New York City, and California are recommending masks for the vaccinated indoors, vaccinated, doubly vaccinated. There's a very high rate of doubly vaccination, but in any event, it has confused the political landscape because there are governors who are saying that they're not obliging this new recommendation of masking indoors. The CDC is giving out guidance that is new, and it has to do with masks and vaccination and the fact that the Delta variant is said to be able to penetrate the double vaccination. Aaron, a very good day to you is in Israel. It is equally complicated to read the Israeli headlines on the virus because of the caseload and the types of variants. A major story I see this morning is that the government is considering a third jab for the doubly vaccinated. Is that correct? And why so? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yes. And I do hope that politics totally stays out of the decisions in America and really around the world. It should be based on science and on the data that we have. So Israel is actually really a model to the world on corona and then on what happens with the vaccinations, because here in Israel, we're way ahead of the rest of the world on the issue of vaccines. So pay very careful attention to what has been happening here. The vaccine program started in December. As of today, about over 60% of Israel's population is vaccinated. And because of the Delta variant, that number is very quickly increasing, just as it is in some states in America. So for many months now, you had a very low rate of infection following the successful vaccination program here in Israel. Then the Delta variant reached the Jewish state, very likely, almost definitely through the airport. And then all of a sudden you had numbers that have been shooting up and continue now to shoot up exponentially. It went from about dozens of new cases per day about 2 months ago to now today, last night and this morning, over 2,000 cases in Israel, which for the country here is quite high. So the question becomes, what's happening? Is the Delta variant able to penetrate the vaccine? And if so, is it causing serious illness and hospitalization? That's what we have to pay attention to. We now have 159 people in serious condition, whereas just a few weeks ago, there were something like 22, 23 people. So the numbers are going up, and we have to pay attention to whether those in serious condition received one shot, two shots, no shots. So now we have statistics on all sides. For example, you have the Israeli health ministry that has put out statistics that show that the Pfizer shot, they're saying, is now only 39% effective against getting any kind of infection, including asymptomatic, including very mild. At the same time, the Israeli data, as of a few days ago, showed that when it comes to getting seriously ill, it used to be about 97%, the Pfizer vaccine, 97% effective. Now, a few days ago, the Israeli health ministry said that it was about 88% effective in preventing hospitalization. And then last night, some other data that said that it was possibly down to 81%, the vaccine, 81% effective against serious illness. So now if you take a further look at the data, you look at specifically the group above the age of 60 who were vaccinated last January. In January, February, March, April, that group specifically was about 97% protected against hospitalization and serious illness. And then when the Delta variant came, the health ministry in Israel says that that dropped to about 80% now effective. So in other words, there seems to be possibly something, according to the Israeli data, going on with regard to the vaccine's ability to prevent serious illness and hospitalization. Now, you also have in the UK other data that is a little bit different that shows that the same vaccine is about 88% effective in preventing any kind of symptomatic corona. So the issue here is that of the data. But clearly, the Israeli government, the Israeli health minister, the Israeli prime minister, and by the way, the opposition leader, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are all equally very concerned and are now advocating for the possibility, which might start very soon in Israel, of a third vaccine, a booster shot.
And the third vaccine is meant in an anticipation of variants. Is that correct, Aaron? There are a lot of letters in the Greek alphabet, is what I've been told to say.
It's either – there are two things. One is whether the Delta variant itself is penetrating the vaccine. And, yes, according to the Israeli data, those certainly who are above 60, 65 – the effectiveness of the vaccine seems to have gone down to about 80%. And by the way, I just want to pause here and say that 80% effective for a vaccine in general, 80% effective from serious illness, is happens to be very, very good numbers. For other kinds of vaccines, like for the pneumonia vaccine, for flu shots. So the Pfizer, Moderna vaccines are proven to have to be working, 97% effective before, and now even 80% is still quite good in the world of vaccines, but it could obviously be better. So that's why first Netanyahu himself, who's the father of the vaccine program here in Israel, a program that is a model to the world, he has been looking and poring through the data. And then he, a few weeks ago, began urging the Israeli government immediately to bring enough vaccines to administer third doses. And then he also, looking at all of the data, urged the Israeli government to provide immediately jabs for the elderly and those with pre-existing serious conditions, and especially those who are immunocompromised. Let me tell you, as someone who had a front seat working with Netanyahu throughout the entire span of the Israel's 36th government, as his senior advisor and chief strategist, I saw early on how ahead of the curve he was on the issue of corona. He first identified corona as a world problem, by the way, to other world leaders behind the scenes, and they credit him for focusing their attention to it. You know, back a year and a half ago, he was one of the first to issue a travel ban from infected countries, one of the first to issue a lockdown. So he saw straight ahead and said, time for a third vaccine. The Israeli government here in Israel caught up. They began administering, actually, 2 weeks ago, a third booster shot only to those who are severely immunocompromised. So now the Israeli government, a panel of experts, last night, in fact, agreed that they do want to approve the elderly, but we haven't defined that yet. Could be above 60, could be above 65, could be above 75. But some segment of the elderly population has been approved by a panel on the government to receive a third dose, but that still needs to be formally approved by the health ministry itself, which could happen in the coming days. Could happen even, by the way, today. And I believe that if the data is showing that a third booster shot is necessary, that this should happen as soon as possible here in Israel, because we're ahead of the world as far as the people who got the vaccines first. In other words, in America, those above 65 got their vaccines a few months ago. Here in Israel, they began to get them in December, January. So if a third booster shot is needed, it's needed now. It's needed as soon as possible for the elderly.
Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the former prime minister of Israel. We deal with the virus as a national security issue. We turn to national security from Gaza and from Iran when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.